Lots of people have got emails from Africa asking for help in releasing large amounts of money from bank accounts. Now, most people rightly delete them as spam, but we decided to answer the email and see what happens. Damien, what did the email say?
Yeah, I got an email a couple of weeks back to an email address that I never use, from a tragic story from a 17-year-old lady called Linda. Now, Linda lives in the Ivory Coast and told me about how her father died quite tragically a couple of years ago. But on a positive, if there is such a thing, she's on the verge of inheriting his estate. Now, the thing is, she feels quite vulnerable because it's quite a severe chunk of money, she claims, and she's looking for some help to get that money out of the Ivory Coast.
Why can't she get it out herself?
Well, she claims that she feels that the political situation... Now, I'm not really up to date on the political situation in the Ivory Coast, but I've been reliably informed by my new best friend Linda that it's not too accommodating for people of 18 years of age who have a couple of million dollars in their bank account. So she needs some help, and she's looking for me to help by just loaning her my bank account for a couple of days. So I emailed Linda back, and I said, never a man to turn down a lady in need, particularly when there's a couple of quid involved. I decided I'd send Linda back a quick email and tell her just how happy everybody here at NetNanny would be to help her get her a couple of quid, her inheritance, what she's entitled to, out of the Ivory Coast. So 2 days later, back into my email inbox, dropped some lovely pictures of Linda. She's quite a good-looking young lady. A copy of her Ivory Coast passport, and the real sealer, a copy of her bank statement and the deposit records. You know, I always have a thirst for knowledge and a hunger for the truth, so I decided, let's ring the bank. Now, you know when you ring the bank, and I don't know if this happens to you, but every time I ring my bank, I'm left on hold for 15 minutes, or if I want to get a loan, or I want to speak to somebody, they generally leave you on hold, or you have to speak to a receptionist or a secretary, and you very rarely get through to the man who actually makes the decisions. But luckily enough, I rang the Bank of Africa and got straight through to the man who's looking after Linda's account. Is this the Bank of Africa?
It's Kofi Jacob, yes.
Okay, I'm ringing from Ireland. I got an email asking me to get involved in a business transaction.
Okay.
I understand the person has an account at your bank, and I just wanted to confirm that was the case.
Do you have a bank statement there with you?
No, I just have what looks like a receipt for the deposit of funds.
Okay, yeah, just give me the numéro de compte. Yeah,
yeah,
that's supposed to be that. Yeah, that's the...
613-097-824-BOA.
Okay, BOA. Okay, Abdulaziz Pare. The account is dormant. It's been dormant since the year 2002.
Okay, well, I was told that there's quite a lot of money deposited in it, so that's obviously not the case.
Yes, sir. There's over $9 million in this account, sir.
I just want to ask, it's quite unusual for banks in Ireland. They certainly wouldn't tell you how much money was in someone's account. Would that be normal practice in the Ivory Coast?
If the person is a next of kin, yes, sir.
Okay, I never said I was a next of kin.
Okay. But you have the account name and account number.
Yeah, no, I was saying...
So that means you have a certificate of deposit with you.
Well, I was emailed this by a lady claiming to be the daughter of the man who owns the account.
What's her name?
Her name is Linda.
Yes, there's a next of kin called Miss Linda Parry, yes.
Okay.
Are you related to Miss Linda Parry?
No, I just got an email offer asking me would I be interested in taking part in a business transaction.
Okay, to start with, the account is dormant, so there has to be some legal action on this account before it's actually reactivated.
Okay.
So Miss Linda has to furnish certain documents from the Ministry of Justice in this country to prove that she's actually related to Mr. Abdulaziz Parry.
Okay.
And then the account will be legalized by a legal department for it to be reactivated.
There's $9.5 million, U.S. dollars.
Yes, about that, sir, yeah.
Okay, thank you very much, sir.
Okay,
thank you very much, sir. Bye-bye. So more information than you get from any bank manager, so I'm really suspicious now. So there's $9.5 million about to land in Linda's bank account, and all she needs is for me to give her my bank account details, let the money rest in my account for a couple of days, and for my troubles, I'm entitled to $475,000.
Gosh.
5% of the transaction.
Can I help do this?
Well, again, see, everyone laughed at me initially, now everyone wants to get involved. I'm on the verge of getting $475,000. But somewhat suspicious, we decided to ring Linda. Now, if you were anyway dubious about getting involved in this, the minute you hear Linda's voice, you should really suss that there's something really gone wrong.
Hello?
Hello, can I speak to Linda, please?
Yeah, how are you doing?
My name is John.
The money is from my late father, and like I told you, I want you to contact them, and then find out the procedures, so that the money can be transferred into your account.
Can I ask you how much money I'll be entitled to?
at the end of the transaction, like I told you, I'm going to give you a 5% of the money as a gift.
Okay, so 5% of 9.5 million will be mine.
Yes.
And Linda, just one last question. Can I ask you how you got my email address? Because I've never had any correspondence with you before. How did you learn about me?
It is a friend of mine whose father works with the Ministry of Chamber of Commerce that he gave me some directorates. And when I went through the directorates, I decided to choose some emails to write to people because it is a hard computer that I use to write to you. I believe you are a good person, and I know you will not betray my trust.
Well, she didn't sound quite so believable, did she?
No, and then what's even more interesting is, on one of the original certificates of deposit I was sent, the number she gave me is, coincidentally enough, the exact same as the fax number of the bank. So if you were to, you know, if you kind of had your wits about you, you would, you know, suss it along the line. But this one, it's called the Linda Paré scam, and there's an awful lot of people have been hit by this. Like I mentioned earlier on, so one American couple in particular were hit for $1.8 million. And what's even more worrying is there's a second scam going around off the back of these now, whereby in a couple of weeks' time, the next step is I would have been contacted by a private investigator in the Ivory Coast who would have been willing to help me get my money back for the small sum of $10,000. So before you know it, you're referred to $10,000 again.
But you wouldn't have had very much money in your account, Damien, would you?
Of course not.
No, but people do fall for this and hand out thousands and thousands and thousands.
And particularly, like, obviously, you know, we might scan some of the documents they sent me and put them up on the website, but it looks really convincing, you know, to the extent where I was emailed a scan of a fake passport, fake certificates of deposit. The story is quite convincing. Now, it kind of does fall down a little bit when you speak to Linda, because as far as I'm concerned, that's the same guy I was speaking to initially, putting on kind of a bad female voice. It's quite a simple thing to do once somebody is kind of gullible or naive enough to give across key details.
So the message is, don't give out your bank account number.
Simple enough.
Damien, thanks very much indeed. Hello,